Teen Bench Monthly. I am looking at the May issue, volume 9, issue 5. Welcome, Ashley.
Thanks, Annette, for having me.
Well, you know, the cover is amazing. It's I Support the Girls, Tampa Bay Offers Dignity to All, page 18, in front of a mural, which is so empowering. Ashley, let's start with the cover.
Oh, I Support the Girls is such a fantastic nonprofit. They offer an invaluable service to the residents of St. Pete, young girls. They offer bras and underwear and period products and things that really help people in need, things that often are overlooked. It's fantastic.
Well, you know, honestly, when I look through this, you've got some really interesting small businesses. One of my favorites is tonysbikeshop.com.
We love Tony's. He actually has our bikes. He's tuning them up right now. He's about to drop them back off on Friday. It's such a great service.
So he is really a small business that has been here
for
years and years and years. What do you think is the secret to his success, Ashley?
He is great at what he does, and he's knowledgeable and professional and does what he says he's going to do. It's a fantastic little business.
You know, you have a story here by Monica Kyle, one of my favorite people, historian and tour guide with I Love the Burg Tours. Monica also has worked with so many places, Ecker College and Ollie. This boom builder, M.B. Welch, covered all the bases. This is the story of how business started here. Tell us a little bit about this.
Amy Walker is a St. Pete native, and she actually found a treasure trove of her grandfather's photos and archives, and he was a builder in St. Pete during the 20s. He built a lot of the apartment complexes in Old Northeast. He also founded a baseball team and a basketball team. He really played an intricate role in the development in St. Pete during the 20s. So chances are, if you're in Old Northeast, you walk by one of his buildings or possibly even live in one. So.
And, you know, that is really one of the beauties and why Greenbench Monthly is such a gem. And I can't wait monthly for it to come out. You know, one of the things that I love is you really showcase the great outdoors. And I see you have a story by Lynn Waddell, one of my favorite writers, People of St. Pete, Kelly Kress. Tell us a little bit about her.
Kelly Kress is about to graduate from Eckerd College, marine biology.
Thank you for saving the planet.
I know. She's so passionate about local waterways and the work that she does. So we were really excited to feature her.
And I'm going to just say, because May 1st, of course, is the beginning of sea turtle nesting season. And if you go to RadioSt.Pete.com, click on the audio blogs, you'll see our interview with Lisa. I call her the turtle lady, but she's involved with turtle rescue. And in your story, we find out that Kelly has tagged 100 turtles in the Rainbow River as part of Eckerd's long-running turtle population study. And the quote is so funny. You basically swim upstream and catch turtles all day. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but I think it was great. Amen.
Yes.
Right?
Now, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Suzanne Driscoll has a great story in the May issue of Greenbench Monthly. St. Pete Dance, have fun, meet new people, learn a skill. Tell us about her.
St. Pete Dance is a longtime advertiser. Michael Raich is the owner of the studio. Him and another teacher offer classes on a weekly basis, private lessons.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is great about dance has had a resurgence. So since the TV show So You Think You Can Dance and the competition, young people are dancing. So this is really, and actually, I thought when I looked at this story, is this just for people, you know, over 60? And no, there's young people dancing as well.
Yes,
all ages. You know, you never know when you're going to go to the Queen's Ball, so you have to learn to dance. There's also a story on moving, and I hope that's a story about moving into St. Pete, not moving out.
Yes, we always hope for local moves.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about St. Pete Rising as an incredible small business that serves the community, that keeps us posted. Brian Zucker has a column. He's the owner of St. Pete Rising. And, you know, if you really want to know about what new small business restaurant is opening, he talks a lot about the high rises, but he is the first one to debut. And in this issue, he tells us about Pin On Cafe has moved, the new Juno and the Peacock that's coming to 400 Beach Drive, news about Valhalla Bakery. So that's a terrific story. And is that a regular feature in the?
It is monthly for quite a long time now. It's fantastic. Brian keeps us up to date on all the happenings.
Well, and another one of the people that are featured in here is our very own Passion Struck John Miles. He will be here today to talk about the many interviews he does. You can find his interviews also on RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7, and click on the audio blogs. And then, yes, there is the first RadioSt.Pete.com exclusive column to Green Bench. We are just delighted to see Karen Carmichael's Sunshine Sisters featured here. Karen Carmichael is not just our social media director and the unofficial mayor of Radio St. Pete. She's also a producer and reporter and host. She's done the Sunshine Sisters, but she's also done the Rising Stars in the Sunshine City. Thank you for illuminating the people who make a difference in this community.
Oh, absolutely. We're so excited to feature it.
So another small business that I'm intrigued by is Music and Me. Is there anything better than having a business where you start young future composers?
Oh, we love it. I have had my daughter in Colleen's classes since she was 4 months old, and music is such a big part of our lives. Those are really fantastic classes.
Are you a musician yourself?
No, I am not, which is part of the reason why I really appreciate Colleen's classes.
So you're not giving her drums?
No.
Well, listen, this is Ashley Sika, and she is the publisher with her husband, Tony, of Green Bench Monthly. This is the May issue. She literally ripped it off the press. You know, you need to subscribe to this. If you don't just have a subscription now, I really encourage you to reach out to hello@greenbenchmonthly.com. Contact them at the P.O. Box 76095, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33734. And thank you, Ashley, for being here today.
Thank you, Nanette.